There is a reason that the biggest movements in history started with a solo travel experience. Jesus's 40 days in the desert, Muhammad's journey to Mecca, and Buddha sneaking out to wander beyond the palace walls for the first time in his life. I love to travel with my family and friends, but most of my travels have been by myself. Now, this started out as a necessity since I couldn't always find people who were willing or able to go on the trips I wanted to take. But I immediately fell in love with solo travel, and it has become a core part of who I am. So here are the three lessons I learned from traveling by myself. Number one, spending time alone with your thoughts is the most important thing you can do to live an intentional life. The best way to explore what's true to you and examine how you're living up to those truths requires extended periods of time with yourself. You need to get out of your normal routine and environment in order to go somewhere that stimulates your mind, but also leaves you space to be alone with your thoughts. It's a very meditative process, and nearly every major epiphany I've had in my life has come from going on a journey by myself. There is a reason that the biggest movements in history started with a solo travel experience. Jesus's 40 days in the desert, Muhammad's journey to Mecca, and Buddha sneaking out to wander beyond the palace walls for the first time in his life. If you can't travel, go to a nearby town or neighborhood that you're not familiar with and just wander. It's a powerful practice and one that I now do every single week, even if it is just for 1 hour. It is now the most important thing I do for my business, my family, and myself. I used to think I couldn't always afford giving an hour of my time to do this, but I now realize that I can't afford not to. Number two, the best life experiences can't be planned, but you do have to make space for them. When you're by yourself, you are way less distracted, way less concerned about expectations, and way less in a rush. You're also way more approachable since you don't seem quite so occupied. As a result, serendipity just seems to happen exponentially more. You wander down new paths and find yourself in conversations you never would have expected. You meet locals who aren't just trying to sell you something. You meet fellow travelers that are going on a similar journey as you. Traveling with someone will strengthen your bond with them, but traveling solo will strengthen your bond with the place, with yourself, and with the act of travel. Number three, the vulnerability and trust that comes from solo travel fosters a deeper connection to humanity. You're in a foreign land and you trust, or at least hope, things will be okay. You're at the mercy of other people, and that can be a little scary. But then you realize something almost every solo traveler has experienced. 99.999% of people in this world are good and want to help you. There is nothing more humbling than being on the receiving end of genuine hospitality. And the love and generosity I've received from strangers around the world has nearly brought me to tears on multiple occasions. Many of those same people were confused why I was so gracious and surprised for their hospitality, remarking, "A visitor is a gift from God. Of course we would do this. It's our privilege." I guarantee that you will never look at the world the same way after experiencing that kind of hospitality. Those are my three lessons today from my experience as a solo traveler. Stay curious and see you tomorrow.